The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have the candidates whose name will be on the ballot tomorrow for Greenville County Sheriff in with us this morning. Early this morning, we started out with Captain Darius Hall with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. AT Tommy Smith was with us just a little while ago. And sitting with me now, Lieutenant Robert Whatley with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Welcome in, Lieutenant. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Mr. Hudson. Appreciate the opportunity.
Now, let's talk for a minute. Just give our listeners a quick introduction, because you've been with the Sheriff's Office for quite a while now.
Yes, sir. 26 years. Started this job when I was 22 years old here in Greenville, and I'm 48 now. I've been here ever since.
Lifelong resident of Greenville?
No, sir. I actually was born and raised in North Augusta, South Carolina.
Okay.
Went to Clemson University to get my degree.
I'm sorry about that.
It happens.
I say that. My wife grew up in Clemson. She's Clemson Orange through and through. I went to University of South Carolina. I noticed your Clemson, the paw on your cap when you came in this morning. Unlike most of you Clemson fans who never encourage or pull for the Carolina Gamecock, I know my wife never does. I'm excited for the Clemson Tigers to be in the national championship game again. Next week, I guess it is. My wife, she dragged me all over the country last year. I see more Clemson games than I do Gamecock games.
Well, there are a lot of Clemson fans that act like that. Personally, for me, all those kids, most of those kids are from South Carolina, regardless of the school they go to. So I want them all to succeed. But I do want Clemson to win every year in November.
And see, that's where we differ. But because I do pull for Clemson. I've had some people, I've said, well, you're not really a Gamecock fan if you're pulling for Clemson to win the national championship. We should be proud.
I agree.
That a team from South Carolina has the success that Dabo Swinney, and what a coach he is, and what a great culture they have over in that program. But you didn't come to talk Clemson football, I know. But
I can if you need me to.
There you go. Yes. All right, let's talk for a minute about your tenure while with the Sheriff's Office. You've held different positions over there. You're presently a lieutenant. Talk with us a little bit about your experience with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office and the challenges that you see within the Sheriff's Office.
Started out in patrol, like all new deputies do. After about 5 years of service, I went to narcotics for a transfer there. Some of the best times of my career, doing some undercover work and getting dope dealers off the street. I have a particular disdain for drug dealers. I mean, if one person shoots another, they get charged with murder, as rightfully so. But a dope dealer can kill literally dozens, maybe even hundreds of people with the drugs he sells, as well as their families, slowly but surely. But yet, it takes 4 or 5 times of getting caught and going through the system before they really get any real time. And that really disturbs me.
Wow. One of the issues as our legislature goes back into session here in just a few weeks, one of the big issues that has been present has been the legalization of marijuana. Well, where do you stand on that issue?
Absolutely not. I think it's Pandora's box. I know there's a strong following for the legalization. I just think once you open that door, you can never shut it. I believe it's a gateway drug, not from any studies I've read, because you can read studies on both sides of the argument on that. But my time as a deputy sheriff for 26 years, and the people I've talked to over the years, many people have casual conversation. How'd you get to be, a meth addict, a heroin addict? And a lot of times it starts with, alcohol at early age. They move on to marijuana. They get bored with it, and then move on to harder drugs.
Yeah, and I've heard the same thing, Lieutenant. So many people that I've talked with over the years who are involved in various degrees with treating people with addiction issues, quite often it started with marijuana.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I don't see any place where marijuana should be legalized here in our state. You have mentioned in other interviews that under Sheriff Steve Loftus, you were promoted to the rank of captain.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And then upon Will Lewis winning and taking office in 2017, he demoted you.
He did,
to
yes,
lieutenant.
Sir.
Talk with us about that.
It was purely politics. There was no disciplinary action to go along with it. I believe there were about a dozen of us total that were demoted by Sheriff Lewis when he first came in. And sure, I was bitter at first, like anybody would be. But the more I thought about it, I mean, it was politics. I was proud of my service. I'm still proud of my service. I've served honorably, you know, dutifully for 26 years, and my record proves that. My personnel file proves that. And even after being demoted, I still came to work and worked just as hard for the people of Greenville County as I did when I was a captain.
Sure.
And if I get demoted to Deputy 2 tomorrow, I'm still going to come to work and work as hard as I can.
Good for you. Which leads me to the question. Obviously, there are five of you who are running. You and Darius Hall are the only two current deputies within the sheriff's office. If you're not successful tomorrow, and one of these other gentlemen, they ultimately win, is that awkward for you to continue working under someone that you ran against?
I don't think so. Like I said, I'm friends, close friends with Captain Hall, and I'm close friends with Hobart Lewis because we've worked together for over 20 years.
Sure.
Known each other for over 20 years. So, no, sir, I don't think that's awkward at all. I no matter who sits in that second floor corner office, my pledge is to the people of Greenville County, and that's who I'm going to serve with all my heart.
Sure. All right, let's talk about if you do win tomorrow and you go on in March and you win the general election, the special election. What do you see as the biggest challenge as we have a Sheriff Whiteley serving?
Sheriff Whiteley thinks we need more people on uniform patrol ASAP. Everywhere I go, that is the number one complaint, is lack of coverage and long response times to calls. And they're right. I mean, there's no way around it. We have let our foundation, which is uniform patrol, suffer over the years by not keeping it adequately staffed to match the population growth that Greenville County's experienced over the years. And while, of course, we've always got to go to county council and wave the flag of needing more money and more people, first, before I do that, I think I need to prove that I'm being a good steward of the money, the $47.5 million they already allot, by scouring inside the sheriff's office and looking for inefficiency. I've got a way to do that. My 26 years of experience allows me that inside aspect, that inside view of knowing where I can combine positions, where I can pull positions from, get them back to the road. And also, that's not going to be enough, but have other units on a temporary basis send people back to uniform patrol to help out until we can permanently get a better fix for uniform patrol for their staffing to go up.
Sure. With me this morning in studio, Lieutenant Robert Whiteley. Lieutenant Whiteley, of course, with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office, has served proudly for 26 plus years now. And his name will be on the ballot tomorrow. And let me just encourage you to go ahead and mark a spot on your calendar tomorrow to go vote. This is an important election. We got to get this right this time. And so plan to vote tomorrow. Be sure, go ahead and check to be sure that you know where to vote tomorrow, because there will be some slight changes in polling places. Go ahead and know where to go, because the last thing I want to happen is for you to go to vote tomorrow and you get frustrated because maybe your polling place is in a different location. So this is an important race. Tomorrow, of course, the first step. The general election will be in March. Whoever wins tomorrow gets the Republican nomination will face Paul Guy in the general election in March. Again, a special election. We're talking about money, and of course, it does take money to do everything. As sheriff, you oversee this 47 plus million dollar budget, but in the end, Greenville County Council, they're the ones who tell you, Sheriff Whiteley, here's the money we're going to give you. How do you convince them that you need more funds, if that is where you end up, if that's the case, if you determine that you do need more money?
Ultimately, I will. That's a given. Just because we're so far in the weeds as far as being understaffed compared to the FBI national average. So first, like I mentioned earlier, is scour the inside. Let me show county council that I am absolutely gone through the sheriff's office and have eliminated as much inefficiency as I can possibly find, and taken extraordinary measures to get other units to pull extra duty to enforce uniform patrol, and then be able to show that, look, I have stretched this rubber band as tight as I can stretch it with what you all have given me. Now, based on the FBI averages that show we're almost half strength in what we should be, and what I've done to squeeze every bit of energy out of what I have, let's work together. The citizens of Greenville deserve it. They deserve the quality service. They deserve Chick-fil-A service from their sheriff's office. So let's work together. I've been totally transparent. and let's push this thing forward and get what we need.
Sure. Lieutenant Robert Whiteley, thank you for being with us. In about 30 seconds or so, tell us why you decided to run for sheriff. I know when I first met you, you were introduced to me by a dear friend, Nell Stewart.
Yes,
she was your biggest supporter. We lost Nell last year, sadly, but talk with us about why you decided to run.
Well, at the end of the day, I was tired of working for bad sheriffs, bad leadership. The men and women at the sheriff's office put their life on the line every single day for these citizens of Greenville County, and they deserve a leader that's going to have their back when they're right, discipline them fairly when they're wrong, and not be have a good old boy system of promotion, of camaraderie at the sheriff's office. There just needs to be more fairness and equality, and I saw that as a detriment to the morale at the sheriff's office. And somebody's got to get off their rear end and change things, and I got out of my comfort zone, and that's why I'm doing this.
Sure. Lieutenant Robert Whiteley, his name will be on the ballot tomorrow. Plan to vote tomorrow in the GOP primary for Greenville County Sheriff. Lieutenant, thank you for being here. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.